Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and joining me for her regular appearance with me, the one and only Jamie Church is here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Hey, good 2022. To see you too. I know,
here
and
we
I
go.
Feel there's a lot of optimism. Okay, maybe it's just me, but I sense a lot of optimism.
I think and this time so of year, we all try to be a little more optimistic,
yes.
right, with a brand new year ahead of us and hopefully worst years behind us.
Hopefully.
Some of these things. So, but very exciting, right?
No, it's great. It's very exciting. And you know, we're talking about optimism, and we know there's some brand new businesses popping up and seeing. I know a lot of people have probably been driving down East Main and seeing the new Slim Chickens, I believe it's called. They're not currently a chamber member, but I'll be going to visit them as soon as they open. But, you know, that's where the barbecue place was.
Sears Texas.
Thank you. So there's, you know, some new businesses opening, and I think that always is a great thing to show economic growth and people have a little more confidence. So I think it's exciting.
I agree. I saw, I think, a dumpster outside of the mac and cheese restaurant at Maine and English.
Right. That's really exciting.
So hopefully there's going to be some work there pretty soon, right? Mm-hmm. That will be opening. Yep. So,
and I know that the Three Rivers Estates, which is the
assisted
living, they're making a lot of progress on that. So, we were at the groundbreaking for that, the shovel ceremony, and now to see how
it's
far
huge.
Along that is that. So, I do think it's great when to see these new businesses coming in and some confidence, and the existing businesses are just so busy with work and keeping up with demand. So that's all very encouraging.
Very true. And like we've seen, I think, too, lots of job openings.
Yes, lots of job
in
openings.
Town. And a lot of folks say, well, where are the jobs? And there are jobs around and open, and so it just kind of depends on what you're looking for.
Exactly. So. And there's a lot of opportunity for retraining, too. I know San Juan College, of course, has so many opportunities for continuing education or retraining, and I think during that sort of weird 2 years of 2020 and 2021, a lot of people did kind of reassess what they were doing in their career. Did they want to make changes? And so the opportunities, not just for retraining, but online classes and doing these kind of certifications online, every year with the technology, there's just more opportunity for people to make those changes. And if they're going to, expand in their own career or advance is the word I'm looking for, in their own career or start something new. So I think, it's exciting to see.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Well, a regular event that we usually have this month is not going to happen, but it may happen in the summer, and it happened last year in the summer, and it was a great event.
Yes, exactly.
A great addition to an already great event. Pardon me.
Right. No, thank you. And it again, trying to change and transition as we need to. And normally at the end of January, at the beginning of the new year, we have our chamber annual banquet, which also serves as our annual meeting. And it's also where we announce our citizen and our business of the year. And both you and I know about citizen of the year.
We kind
of
do.
Because you and I have both been citizen of the year.
We have. I know. How about
it
that?
Seems like, gosh, so long ago. But and so it is a really important event in the calendar for the chamber, but also it does give us an opportunity to thank our members. But with the current situation still with COVID and the new variant and the stress and strain that's been on the hospital and first responders and home health, we really just decided that it would be better to postpone it. And we expected a possible surge of numbers and cases following the holidays as people got back together with their family or traveled out, to be with family and then came back. And because the banquet is usually scheduled so close to after the holidays, we just thought it would be better not to and just to postpone it.
There you go.
So we do have an event in June called Music by the Pond, which is that's the one you were referring to.
Yeah.
It's outside. We have live music. It's just a lot of fun.
You have a pond.
We have a pond. We have some fun games that happen. We have barbecue. And so we thought, let's just combine and do the banquet with the Music by the Pond in June, because by that time, obviously, the weather should be great. We should be able to have it outside. And there wasn't really any reason that we absolutely had to have the banquet in January. And why not kind of play it on the safer side and just postpone it? So we will, however, be announcing Business and Citizen of the Year. We are going to be making
You've been accepting nominations, right? So you've got people and businesses to decide upon.
We do. Quite a few. Actually, I think we received quite a few nominations this year. So we will be making that decision and then probably doing some kind of maybe Facebook Live event or something where we build it up and to have everybody tune in and we announce it.
I think you should go to their door, Oscars. Like Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, with a big check for $1 million.
Well, not a check, but the thing. You could have the
that
award.
That would be fun.
You know?
That would be really fun.
I'm just giving, you know.
Hey, that's a good idea. Okay. So I may follow. Yeah, right. I may do that. Thanks.
All right.
But so we don't, because we didn't do it last year.
Right.
Because our banquet, it's our end of year banquet. It was in it would have been in January 2021. The whole 2020 was so weird. Everybody was just in their own world trying to survive. So we just let it go. We just put it on the shelf. But this year we are doing it, and we don't want to go two years without recognizing these businesses and people that contribute so much to the community. And so we will be making those announcements at some point.
Very exciting.
But I like your idea. Surprise visit is really fun.
Okay.
And but anyway, so the banquet itself will not be happening
in January.
Right now, in January.
Got you. But we can get together at Music by the Pond in June.
So we'll be working out the details. I already have the date reserved, and now we're just working out the details on exactly what the event will look like. And so then we'll start to put out information and the selling the tables and the tickets. But it really is a fun event.
Yeah, so. it was a lot of fun. Yeah. So I was very proud of myself that I didn't spill barbecue on my clothing at the pond event.
That's
so
typically
I escaped
my trick.
Unscathed.
Only if I'm wearing white, though.
Right.
If I'm not wearing white, I don't do anything. The minute I'm wearing white,
boom.
There it goes.
There,
yeah,
that's
the
true.
Coffee, the barbecue.
Very true. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is a well-known television program is coming to New Mexico.
Yes.
And you are wanting them to maybe come up here.
I do. So American Pickers, which is on the History Channel, and probably many of your listeners are familiar, they have a show where they come in to communities and people's homes, and they do what is called picking. That's why it's called American Pickers. And what that is they try to find unique antiques, collectibles, and then they purchase them from these private owners, and then they have stores. They have one in Nashville, and they have one in Iowa, and called Antique Archaeology. Was that right? Anyway.
Okay.
So they then have their retail store, and then they sell these things in their store.
Right.
I think it is Antique Archaeology. Anyway, so that's the whole premise of the show.
Mm-hmm.
However, they usually go into some really interesting communities, and they usually meet some pretty interesting people. Many of these people collect, you know, automobiles, or their grandparents collected automobiles.
Right.
We watched one last night where it was two brothers, and their grandparents had owned the general store in a small town.
Oh.
And we all know what kind of happened to general stores.
They
pretty much closed down with the bigger box stores that came in, and also online shopping and a number of different reasons.
Sure.
But that general store that carried everything kind of went by the wayside. So anyway, this place had been locked up for years, and so there's a lot of interesting things in there. So they kind of go through, and it's reality television, but they have, the producers of the show have put out a call throughout all of New Mexico that if they get some people that are interested in being on the show and apply to be on the show and are selected, then hopefully they will come here to Farmington and film. So all the chamber is doing is helping to get the information out. We have a press release that we're happy to share if anybody's interested, and then we're out of it. We have nothing to do with
it's
it.
It's really their final decision is the show, right?
You apply to the show. Yeah. You contact them and say, you know, this is who I am and this is what we have. And so no public stores like antique malls, that's not what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. It's all private collectors or private collections. And it really is more interesting if you're looking to maybe unload some of this stuff.
Sure.
A lot of people have teased me and said, well, why don't you apply to be on American Pickers? And I'm like, because I don't want to sell any of my stuff.
Yeah, right.
All
your treasures. That's right.
All my treasures.
But they're looking for really unique,
almost
one-of-a-kind collections of stuff or singular items or things like that, right?
That's kind of what makes it different. And it doesn't have to be in pristine condition.
Right.
I have seen them find, like, the rusted-out old workings of some particular motorcycle and pay thousands of dollars for it.
So they kind
of know. Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Well, then they can connect that stuff with the people that are refurbishing right. and collecting antique motorcycles. So you would be surprised sometimes what they find
right.
that you would have just passed by that actually, because they're experts in this, they realize it's something valuable.
Yeah. And that's the show. It's their picking.
Yes.
So when you
that's
watch right. the show, right, and they're walking by something that you would think, oh, wow, that looks really great. But
right.
they're passing it by because they know
right.
those are a dime a dozen. But this other rusty thing in the corner,
right.
that's what they really
right.
have their eye on.
Exactly. So it is a fun show. We've watched it for years. And this is not the first time they've reached out to New Mexico. I think they just do this throughout the United
sure.
States on a regular basis. And
right.
so about 4 years ago, they looked at New Mexico again. And I'm just trying to get the word out because I think that there's probably people who know people. In some situation, it's children
mm-hmm.
whose parents have now passed or grandparents, and they have been left with lots of things, whether it's a garage full or a warehouse full of
right.
items. And they
or a shed or a barn
right,
or a basement
shed or a barn
or an attic.
So the thing is, you have to understand they're going to be coming in and filming. And if
yeah.
you're not comfortable with that,
well,
then
yeah.
it's probably not the right thing for you. And the items they're looking for are part of the show, but also just the interesting people.
Right.
But as, you know, for the Chamber, I look at it as a possible opportunity to get them here to film so we can highlight some of the other great things about our community. And, you know, we do have some amazing collections here, both private and public, and so and museums and people and an interesting area of the country. So if we can get them here, that'd be great.
Right.
So I just wanted to share that in case anybody's interested or knows of somebody who might be interested.
Sure. So now is the time to reach out to
yes.
those producers to let them know what you
yes.
have, because then
right.
they're planning their trip later this year, I suppose. Right.
Right. So we need, I think we have till the end of February to promote this as much as possible.
Okay.
We do have information in our newsletter, and I'm happy to send it to you. So if you contact me at the Chamber, we'd be happy to send you the press release. And then, as I said, I think it's
right.
online, or there's a phone number you can call. And they're going to ask you all sorts of questions about what is it that you have and that kind of thing. And it's all up to them after that. But
right.
kind of a fun opportunity if
sure.
it would work out.
Well, and then they're reaching out to our state. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that, they'll probably get a lot of interest from the Albuquerques and the Santa
yes.
Fes of the state. But it'd be nice to get them off the beaten
it
path
would.
To come and see us.
That's right. And I think there has been one or two episodes that were filmed in New Mexico from a previous time. And it was interesting to watch. I can't remember which city it was, but really interesting to watch.
Yeah.
You know, what they find in the area. And they always drive around and show photos and kind of talk a little bit about the community and where they are. So
right.
another great thing to do to promote our area.
Sure. Very true. And there's a whole Native American
yes.
component I'm thinking about that
yes.
they may be interested in, because that's right. what they don't see in other parts of the country
right.
when
right.
they're picking through an old barn in Iowa or something.
Right. Well, things like we have a variety of trading posts here. In fact, there's a whole tour I think you can take of trading
right.
posts. And, you know, we have the Navajo Rug Museum downtown. And, you know, we do have some very unique things. I think when you've lived your whole life here, you forget that. But when you are coming from someplace like in the East or out of the country, and you come to an area like New Mexico and the Four Corners, it's just it's a real change. And so it would be great. I know
yeah.
it's a little bit of a long shot, but I want to get the word out as much as possible. So.
There you go. Well, and that's what you're doing. And
that's
so for
right.
folks who are listening or watching us this morning,
yes.
they can go on your Facebook page.
Yes, I did put something on the Facebook
right.
page on
okay.
the Chamber, but they can also call us at the Chamber, which is 325-0279. And we'll just forward that press release to them.
Okay.
And so we might go ahead and put it on our website, our web page as well for a while.
Okay.
Just in case people go there, then they can see it and
right.
and take the information. So
there you go. Another event coming up that is kind of chamber related.
Yes.
Is a Focus on Farmington Coffee event this
yes.
week, right?
Yeah.
The first of the new year, I believe.
First of the new year.
Friday morning.
Friday the 14th.
Okay.
And it is at Heart Gallery, which is Karen Ellsbury's newer gallery. She had another one, and maybe she still does, but that was at 316. This is Heart Gallery, and it's in downtown Farmington.
I think 116, Studio 116.
Was it 116?
Wasn't it?
Right.
Right?
Yes,
but
it
now,
was.
Now
this is
Heart
307
Gallery.
Heart, and I think it's located at 307. So I get all my...
West Main.
Yes, yeah. downtown.
There you go.
You're right, it was 116. So we will be there.
Other side of the street.
Other
blocks
side
down.
Of the street. And there's a big
if you're
sign
wondering,
that comes
yeah.
out. It says Heart Gallery.
There you go. But
and
the new space. Her
yes,
new space.
Her new space. And so this will be this Friday at 8 a.m. and free coffee, which it's always free. I had somebody contact me the other day and say, do you have to pay or register? And I'm like, nope, just show up and it's always free.
Right.
So this coffee is for anybody in the area. You do not have to belong to the chamber. You don't have to belong to anything. You can be brand new to the community. You can have lived here for 50 years and you're just wanting to connect with people and find out what's going on. And maybe you didn't even know that Karen Ellsbury has a new studio downtown.
Right.
And so here's your opportunity at 8 in the morning to go in and check out the studio and
That's
our
right.
art gallery. So we do try to have them every month, and we move them around in different locations. But this this is the first one of the new year. So
very exciting.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes there's other food available or other things, but the coffee's always free.
Coffee's always free.
Sometimes there's donuts or other stuff too, but
right.
you never know.
If they want to do something.
But yeah.
But no, the coffee is always free, and we just welcome anybody who wants to come. And it has been fun over the years because we've been doing this now for a long time,
five
or 6 years. It's
right?
been a long time.
I know. That includes two COVID years. So
I know. And the fact that it's still going on and that people still
right.
follow the Facebook page and
oh,
everything
yeah.
is awesome. But so to
Originally,
see some of the connections
yeah.
that come from it have been, it's been really great. Somebody will say to me, I met somebody at that coffee. And so then, you know, we started doing business together or whatever. And it's like, that's great. That's exactly what the coffee's all about.
Right. And you're right. And originally, I know it was for kind of newcomers to the community, but mm-hmm. then us old fogies got there too, and
mm-hmm.
we started intermingling and networking.
Right.
And it really turns into that type of an event.
Well, if you
and
think
you find
about
out what's
it,
going on.
If you have just a bunch of newcomers who don't know anything about the area, what's the ultimate goal of that? Is to connect them with people who already are in the area.
True.
And help them figure out,
it's a good mix.
Do you have common goal, you know, or
yeah.
common interests or
right.
hobbies or, you know, so that you can start those conversations and then help them feel involved and engaged. But so if you just have a lot of new people and you don't have anybody that's lived here a long time that can talk about how great the area is or things they know about that I don't know about,
right.
then you know, so that is just a much better model. And I think after, especially after 2020, and then people were so ready to get out and they were so ready to be around people. They realized how much they missed, not just
right.
events like the coffee and
right.
business after hours, but everything, you know, everything that we had been so used to doing that we couldn't. And so, you know, it gave us a sense of appreciation to be around and safely, I'll say safely,
yeah,
be
true.
Safe. I mean, of course, I think we all know that, but it is nice to start doing these events again and have people attending them and feeling
right.
very positive.
Very true. So Friday morning,
Friday,
8 o'clock?
8 a.m., 8 to 9 a.m., and down at Hart Gallery. And again, I think it's 307, but obviously I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay.
But you can always look it up on Facebook.
We'll
or
check and
it's
see.
On our if you follow our Facebook page, which is Focus on Farmington, of course it's on there.
There you go. It's all right there as an event, and you can follow that and,
yes.
and be there. No, don't miss a thing, and you'll be there for all the rest of them, too.
Well, that's the thing, because they are in a different place every
yeah,
month,
they move around.
And so it's not a set place, and it's not a set day either.
That's right.
I kind of work around my schedule and what the venue's schedule is. And they're not always businesses. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have these everywhere. Once the weather is nicer, we'll probably start doing them outside again. We've done one or two, actually, at Pinion Hills Golf Course. We've done them at the Country Club. We've done them at the Children's Museum. We've had them at the Farmington Museum. You know, so we aren't – it's not always out of business. It's more about what's interesting, what makes this place unique. And Karen Ellsbury, her art is very unique. You know when you see a piece that's done by Karen Ellsbury.
Right.
You know it because she's got a very unique style. And so I think it's fun to let people know we have a really amazing art community here. And a great way to do that is through these coffees and get-togethers.
Very true. Looking forward to it this
yeah,
Friday, everybody.
Fun.
So
yes.
join the chamber and others because it's not really an official chamber
no,
event.
No, it's not.
But it's kind of a community event,
right.
a Jamie Church event.
It's a Jamie Church event.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And so when I went to the chamber, it came right along with me.
Well,
so.
We're glad for that, too.
Right.
We're very glad about that. You are wearing a red shirt today to signify the
red coats.
That's right. Of the chamber. And I want to talk a little bit about that with you, too, because that's another great group, part of the chamber
mm-hmm.
that celebrates new chamber members mm-hmm. that are opening doors or renovating or doing
exactly.
all kinds of different things, right?
So the red coats are the ambassadors, and they are a group of people, and anybody is welcome again to become a red coat. And we do the ribbon cuttings, as you mentioned, for new businesses that open in Farmington. But also if it's something, a civic organization. For example, when they did the redo on Ricketts Park, mm-hmm. we came down, the Redcoats were there to do the ribbon cutting before the Connie Mack this year to celebrate the redo of Ricketts. We went to the Tota and did a ribbon cutting for when they redid the Tota Theater. So, it's businesses to celebrate and recognize these new businesses and also to get them off to a really great start. Because if you think about a ribbon cutting, it's not just the cutting of the ribbon. That's fun. But right. you also have to look around and realize there's 30 to 35 people now that have come into your business. You get the opportunity to tell them what you do. And now they are going to tell people that they know, oh, I went to a ribbon cutting at this new business, and this is what they do, and it's amazing, and wow, you should really go there. So you have all these people now that are your ambassadors for your business. And the other piece of it is that through the chamber, through our e-newsletter, which goes out twice a week, you also get a free month's worth of advertising. So you're getting 8 ads in that e-newsletter for the month of your ribbon cutting where you can, for free, tell right. people to come in. Are you doing a sale? What are you doing? And that's our way to help these new businesses that join the chamber and do a ribbon cutting, help them launch. We want every business in our community to be successful.
Right.
So how can we do that? And the ribbon cuttings are a really great way. So it's a celebration of a new business. And if they're an existing chamber member, and let's say they do a remodel or a relocation. In fact, we have a ribbon cutting coming up for Manchester Agency. They're an insurance agency, Patrick and Rita Manchester. They're moving location. And so once they're all ready and settled in, we'll do a ribbon cutting to celebrate their new location, help them get the word out about that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done hundreds of ribbon cuttings over the years, and just a really fun way to celebrate these new businesses, help them launch, be successful. And also it's fun for the Redcoats to be part of these, when these new businesses open and nobody else has even had a chance to go in.
Right.
And then you're a Redcoat and you get to go be there for the ribbon cutting. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's pretty impressive to see them all standing there
in
their Redcoats and or shirts, whatever
yes,
the case
exactly.
may be. So.
And normally we also go to Santa Fe this time of year. In fact, we
right.
would be getting ready to go to Santa Fe for the
session,
legislative
right?
session. Mm-hmm. But again, with some of the COVID things, and we decided to just go ahead and do a legislative breakfast, which we did last week, and we invited our senators and representatives and then business leaders and in town who wanted to attend. We did it as a co-event with Four Corners Economic Development, and had everybody had an opportunity to meet with our representatives and those that are heading to Santa Fe and ask questions and things like that. So normally, though, the Redcoats do go to Santa Fe, and we go to the legislative reception event that happens at the Civic Center. We meet with our representatives and our senators while we're up in Santa Fe. But this year, we decided not to go, just because
right.
it's just changing so much, what the protocols are, what they're going to allow, what they're not.
Sure.
So, again, just
Hard to plan.
Right. So we just didn't this year.
Right. But you still gave the legislators a little earful of what you're concerned about
right.
and what other business folks are
right.
are watching. So
exactly. And we gave – and more importantly, we gave people there that were at the breakfast an opportunity to talk to these people that are getting ready to head to Santa Fe. But we as the chamber represent small business community, so there's a lot of other concerns that are going on. But our main concern is what is going to affect – business and what kind of bills or legislation will be coming up. Now, this is the budget session. This
right.
is just the 30-day session. I shouldn't say just, but it's the 30-day session.
Not dealing with a lot of other stuff besides budget,
right.
really.
Right, but some of those budget issues affect things the chamber are doing. For example, our retired Northwest New Mexico committee, we've been watching very closely what's happening on this taxation of Social Security and pensions, because New Mexico is one of only 13 states that taxes Social Security and pension. And most of those other states are also trying to get it off of there, because they realize everyone wants to attract retirees. And if you're a retiree looking and you've got two places and you're
right.
paying it in the balance and one taxes your Social Security and one doesn't.
Guess what?
So this has been something that's come up a number of years. Because of so much of the money that's in the budget this year, that's got a good shot this year. So if we, as a committee with the chamber, our Retire Northwest New Mexico committee, we're watching that very closely, and we are talking to those, everyone headed to Santa Fe to say, this is important for our state. If we want to be competitive with other states that are also trying to attract retirees.
Looking at you, Arizona.
Yeah. Well, and I think everywhere around us, isn't taxing. I mean, you're looking at some also very attractive states for retirees. But one of only 13 states, and we don't want to be the last state. You know, we don't want to be one.
The
and,
only
yeah,
one.
One, the only
49.
One. That, So, you know, and there were reasons and that I'm sure that tax was initiated.
Well, it probably generates millions, tens of millions of dollars, and that's hard to give up unless you have another source.
That's
and so this year there tends to be more money coming in. Thank you, oil and gas industry. I think that's pretty factual that that's where the revenue is coming from this year. And so maybe it's time to talk about that. I think there's also a proposal to draw back or lower part of the state's gross receipts tax.
Yes, that's
and that's another
as well.
Thing. It's small, but it adds up, you
that's
know.
Right.
And so, again, that's also part of the budget discussions.
That's right. And so if they were to repeal that tax on Social Security, and we can then really focus our efforts, not just here in Northwest New Mexico, but as the entire state, what can we do to bring retirees in to help replace some of that income or, you know, some of that tax revenue down the road? Because we know that retirees that we're attracting here are active, outdoor. They love to play things like pickleball, which I just tried for the first
time. That's a whole other show.
This past weekend. But they want to volunteer. They're active. They want to be doing outdoor activities, which ties right into our outdoor recreation initiative we've been working on. So, I mean, this is a good time for this. And sometimes you look at how all the stars align on things and think if there's a year, this could be it. And so those are just – that's just one of the issues that we look at for the chamber, and it's one of the reasons we would normally, you know, be going to Santa Fe to represent our small business community. But it's one of the reasons that we have our legislative committee. And if you're a chamber member and you are interested in being on the legislative committee, we welcome you. You don't have to be on a board, the chamber board. You just have to be a chamber member and just give us a call and say, I'd really like to be involved in that legislative committee. We meet every month through the year. Then that's, you know, another perk to being a chamber member. So we welcome you.
Very good. Well, it's coming up again, the legislature, the 30-day session.
Yes.
Will start, I believe it's next week.
Yes, that's right.
And
many are headed there now because they serve on committees that are starting to meet now.
Ahead of time, sure.
Right. So we were very appreciative of their time to come and talk to us and give us the opportunity to visit with them. And so the legislative piece is something I'm learning and trying to become a lot more involved in and educated on. But I think it's probably the most important thing the chamber does, and that the advocacy. And so definitely something I'm trying to work on. And the chair of our legislative committee is Tom Taylor. And
he's no slouch.
No, he's
when it
no
comes
slouch.
To politics, is
he knows, and he's great about keeping me up to date about, like, what do I need to be paying attention to? Or is there a reason, something coming up, not so much in this session, but last year, that I maybe should travel to Santa Fe for to be present? And so I really appreciate Tom as chair. He's great.
Former Mayor Farmington, state representative.
Former state
just
representative.
For folks who don't know who we're talking about.
That's right.
Because he's been out of politics for a few years, but I think still very tuned in to politics in this state.
Very. And when we meet for our legislative committee meetings, which, by the way, we meet at Artifacts, no surprise, because he and his wife own Artifacts.
Very nice.
But he's right on with what's going on. And he's, you know, not just connecting with what's happening in Santa Fe, but he's up on everything going on in the United States and all the different things. And so he's great as a chair and very has lots of information to share. So we appreciate that. But that's just one of the committees that we have through the chamber that's doing things. And I think we're a very active chamber. And I think we do a good job of being engaged with what's happening in the community. And then taking information and feedback from people in the community too, from our business community.
Which is great. Well, and that goes back to, I think, your board leadership too, is very active. And so now, because there's no annual meeting, is there a change of leadership at the board level?
Yes.
Or will that happen in the summer, or is that happening now?
No, it happens in February. So we had our board elections, and the way that works is we have a nominating committee, and we came up with a slate of people to be elected onto the board, and then we sent that slate out to the primary contact for each chamber member. So we have 550 some chamber members. They each have a primary contact who is either the owner or the president of the company or the CEO. And so we sent that slate and asked for them to reply whether they approved the slate or did not. And so we approved the slate. The membership approved it. So those new board members will be coming on in February, will be their first meeting. And we really try to have a good representation of businesses. And so we know that our chamber represents small business, so we have a variety of people on our board. And we'll be putting out something in the newsletter pretty soon about who the new board members are, who the incoming board members are, as well as who's the, you know, the board members that are outgoing.
Gotcha.
And we normally announce that at the banquet, and they stand up and we all applaud them. But we'll be doing it through our newsletter and also this event where we reveal. But we have a really great group coming in, and we had a pretty big turnover. We had 8. Now, some of them were board members that had expressed an interest to continue and met with our nominating committee, and then some were people that we approached and said through nominating, we feel you'd be a great asset to the board, and looking at our board as a whole, and where do we have a lot of representation, and then where do we maybe not have some representation? So we do represent the community and the entire business community, so we want to make sure that we stay to that.
Gotcha.
Right.
Very exciting. Well, and maybe you'll bring one with you.
I will.
In February.
Maybe I will.
Or March. Yeah. I don't know.
But, that's right.
You know.
That's a great idea.
That'd be
bring
cool.
one of my new board members. So
there you go.
So yeah, that's happened. Okay. And that all happened at the end of December and, year end and the holidays. And so it felt like last week was the first normal week in a month. You know, just of, wow, take a breath. Now we get back to normal, get back to business. And start the new year.
Right.
Start 2022 out.
But people are still gloating about the Christmas parade that you were a part of it was great.
It was awesome.
Wonderful.
I know.
And I think it changed your attitude about Christmas parades.
It did.
I'm afraid to say.
It did. I know. And so many people who know me well are like, what happened to you? All of a sudden, all you want to do is talk about the parade. But it was a really great parade. And again, everybody who participated, and our sponsors and the Red Coats who put all those ribbons on the bells and everything, but it was great.
It really was. It was a lot of fun. So thank you for your efforts.
Yes,
I know
absolutely.
You had a lot of sleepless nights, I know, trying to think about that and get it together. Yeah. But I'm glad it all worked out and it was beautiful
and
terrific. And thank you for including me again, because it's always the highlight of my holiday season too. So thank you.
The highlight of your holiday season.
Well, one of them. It's one of them, but it is.
Well,
it's fun to see the group come together.
You got cookies from the Girl Scouts and you got potatoes from Nappy.
I know.
So that.
What else?
What else is there?
Exactly.
But
so,
it was great. And it was also just sort of that sense of something that everybody looks forward to that was happening. And, you know, as I look at 2022, there's a lot of events coming up. Just because the chamber banquet is being postponed, there's a lot of other events that are going on as normal. The mayor's ball is getting ready to happen.
That's right, in March.
And, you know, then it's not too much longer before we're heading into the summer activities, and we have Connie Mack, and then we have a fair, and, you know, you know how fast time goes.
Oh, yes.
Be right in the middle of it.
Yes.
So it is great to have these things happen.
It really is. Well, and again, I think it's a great microcosm of community.
Yes.
At this parade. And you mentioned the Girl Scout cookies and the sack of potatoes. I mean, where else but Farmington could you get that type of stuff that represents, you know, the beloved parts of our community?
Right.
That's what makes it so special to me.
I loved, the potatoes.
Yeah.
The nappy float. I thought, that is just great.
It was wonderful.
So, yeah, and that's what the chamber does. You know, we are trying to connect commerce to community. And the parade is probably one of, if there's an example of that, I think the parade is probably it.
Right.
So, anyway, but the coffee, another thing.
We have had snow this year. It was fake snow, but we had snow.
We did have snow.
So, yeah. Loved it.
We had snow. That was amazing.
Yes. So great job.
Anyway, thanks.
Jamie, thank you for coming in.
It's
always great to catch up with you. You're so busy and so active, but it's great to be able to get you to share everything with our audiences. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it. And I really appreciate you having me on, too.
Well, we'll see you in a month.
That's all right.
See you next month. That's Jamie Church. Or you're on a pickleball court somewhere, probably, everybody.
Yeah.
So
Watch out. That story is coming up
next time. Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce with me here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.